said a what? I said a hey. I said a come on everybody. I said a what? I said a hey. I said a come on everybody.
You are about to experience. Another incredible episode of the UK's most listened to podcast.
With the words failing and writers in the title.
Ever.
Well, it's been a funny old week, hasn't it?
It has been a funny old week.
Yeah.
In some regards,
dramatic week.
How's it been funny for you, Tommy? You kick us off.
I'll tell you what's really funny. Do you know what's really
funny? Especially hilarious for you, hasn't it?
What's quite nice is that I can actually just about say funny now, whereas earlier in the week I couldn't say funny because as the more attuned listeners, certainly any people that are big on dentistry and what have you will know, listening just to me speak, I've had a tooth out. One of my front teeth, so I'm getting a replacement, but for the meantime...
Which tooth, Tom?
Just this one here. Well, not that one there.
Sorry.
It's not there now.
Where is it? Where is it in your mouth again?
Yes, it is, yeah. sorry. And it's my front, right top front tooth. So it does quite a lot of work in terms of speaking.
Mm. Tommy has difficulty, the reason I'm saying that, listeners, is Tommy has difficulty saying the letter F and the letter V and fuzz as well. Is it fuzz?
Yeah. Anything that's like a dental fricative out the front. But it's got the swelling's gone down quite a lot now, which actually has meant my lip has kind of come back into its normal position, so it covers a bit of the...
Oh, that's good. Was it sort of, it was slightly lifted then?
Yes. So my gap was exposed. And it's never nice, isn't it, having your gap exposed?
It's really not, no.
When you don't really want it to.
But, so you're kind of feeling all right, you're sounding... pretty good. But
sound okay-ish. I mean, I've been working this week and getting away with it, as usual.
But you figured out a strategy, haven't you? Tell us about the strategy that you've worked out.
I don't want to share this. It makes me sound a bit tin-pop, but if it works, it works.
It's nice to let people into your life a little bit.
But, I've found that if I've got an elasticated night mask that's got kind of elastic back to it, if I position that so it's going around my face in kind of a diagonal angle over my... lip, which kind of holds it onto the gap, then as much as I look completely ridiculous, I sound almost normal. So,
and we'll be posting a picture of that on the blog.
Oh, come on!
Sorry to laugh, Tommy.
Don't mock the afflicted.
It's quite upsetting, really.
Don't mock the afflicted. But anyway, the acid test came yesterday when some nice person sent me through a commercial. I told you this, didn't I? Sent me through a commercial for... Family Fun Day fireworks on Friday the 4th. So it was a really good test that, and I passed it with flying colours. It's amazing. You never realise how many words have F in it.
Oh, seriously, there's so many.
Loads. Blooming loads.
There's too many. You could take
absolutely
a lot.
Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like that fella that wrote the entire book without using the letter E?
Mm.
I'm gonna
a lot easier.
It'll be easier than trying to spend the entire week not saying anything with the word effing. But anyway, so it's slowly getting better and it's managing.
That's good.
So that was good.
Partly the reason we thought maybe we shouldn't do a podcast this week.
Well, I had that done on Tuesday and we normally record on Wednesday, so it was still quite swollen and so I was still on painkillers and stuff and it was all of it. Yeah.
So we had the brilliant idea of instead of doing the podcast, we thought, well, let's take this opportunity. Because we don't get a lot of time with Dave, the three of us.
He's had a particularly busy week as well.
He mostly has very busy weeks.
Yeah, but this.
But we thought, do you know what we really need to do is crack on with some poker night, and so that's what we did on Wednesday night instead of recording a podcast, and I think it was quite good.
It was good, and we've come out with some more stuff, and again. Firmer stuff.
Yeah, we just tightened it all up a bit.
Yeah.
It's got a shape now, whereas I couldn't really see a shape to it before.
No, it exists as a proper thing now, doesn't it? It's funny, there's a point in developing it where it comes from like lots of bits and sort of a general idea into, and I kind of rewrote that outline of the first episode, and it was almost like I was watching it.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling, yeah.
And writing it. And that's the point where I think where you tipped from trying to put stuff together.
Yeah.
To, these characters exist as real people. This situation exists as a genuine situation.
And you know it's working because you actually having ideas That, I mean, it's sort of as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what's good, Evan said this, I'm sure, or touched on it, about that the funny, the humour just pops up out of the friction.
Yeah.
You're not trying to force in some weird joke.
Yeah, that's right. It's all premise
and
based.
I think that's, yeah, it felt really good. We're onto something here.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait to get absolutely shot down in flames in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, yeah, exactly. We are hopefully going to present this idea to a TV person quite soon. And, yeah, I guess we'll find out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the time being, we feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
So we've got something anyway.
We're in the little enjoyable phase of it now, I think, aren't we? Of the kind of the hammering through it, creating. It's just going to be really fun to work on for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got that. We did something, didn't we?
We did. We did something. And something is better than nothing, isn't it, Tommy?
Have you been writing anything else, or was that the...
I've really been focusing on that. I've just been trying to get that into my head.
Yeah.
And not fill my head with other things, because I find that I can just get too distracted very easily on other things. So I've just just thrown myself into the kind of deep end of it. But yeah, I think that's helped quite a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to say. I don't know. I've got something I wanted to show. Yeah.
I don't know what we should have said at some point.
What?
Dave's not here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
I was just thinking then, that's exactly the kind of point where we had a chat or something. Two of us have had a chat, and one goes, I don't know what to say. Then the other one would jump in, and I'm thinking, come on, Dave, say something. He's not here. Because he's stupidly busy and we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we vaguely explained that, didn't we?
We didn't really explain it. People may have drawn the conclusion.
So we decided to put out a little episode, a little short episode, just to explain an idea we
had. That's it. We weren't actually even going to do this, were we? We thought, look, we'll just have a week off. We'll crack on with Pokemon. And then we had Oh, but we've had a little idea.
Yeah. Tom's missing tooth kind of gave us an excuse. And then we thought, oh, do you know what? Yeah. We probably should put something out. You were feeling quite guilty as well, weren't you?
Well, I thought there's literally going to be threes of people that are disappointed. Do you know what I mean? There's going to be
5 or 7 people at least.
Maximum, absolute maximum. But yes, they'd be really disappointed.
Yeah. So here we are. So here we are.
Way!
Back from the brink. Yeah, you nearly didn't get an episode.
But it is actually quite exciting because we do have a little idea. I know we've just come back off the back of a competition and we did say we'd never mention competitions again. But I can't. How did this come about? We were just having a little to and fro on email, weren't we?
We were talking about a kind of Halloween special because we hopefully have a guest for Halloween.
Yeah,
and we thought it'd be nice to talk about spooky stories, and we thought it'd be nice to put something out there. And also, let's not pretend it also gives us a little bit of extra content, doesn't it? A competition. Because we can read out other people's stories and we don't have to write them.
Absolutely.
So there's that as well. So yeah, Tommy, it was initially your idea. Go on.
Was it?
Mm.
Oh, well done me. if you'd have asked, I would have said it was your idea. But I think it was one of those lovely...
it was joint, wasn't
to
it?
To and fro.
It sort of
it built, didn't it? Kind of, we battered it backwards and forwards. But where it ended up was that what we thought we'd do is a Halloween story competition, but do it on Twitter. So you're limited to just 280 characters for your story, which me and John have written a few. And I'll tell you what, it's not very many. It does focus the mind, doesn't it?
It does.
But it is actually really good fun getting something like just that little hint, that little spin of a story in that time.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it all on Twitter, basically. So people can literally send us the story in a tweet and going to get people to write some little spooky stories for Halloween. And then obviously we'll announce the winner on the podcast and we'll read some out.
What do people win, Tom? What do people win?
There's going to be a few little terms and conditions, but we'll explain all that on Twitter. But basically, you can win. We thought it's only £50, but you know, you can win £50, which is...
And a T-shirt, Tom.
And a T-shirt.
And a limited edition exclusive Failing Writers T-shirt.
So in real term value, that's probably £1,000. You think £50 cash and the T-shirt, that probably... Yeah. I mean, those will be selling on eBay for a lot, won't
they?
So yeah, just a little something, just to keep the creative fires burning, I think, wasn't it?
And to give us more stuff to read out on that Halloween special.
Yeah,
as well,
and it's
our guest.
And it was really good fun. We should run through ours just to give people a flavour.
Let's do it.
Of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Go on then. You do one of yours, John.
Okay. A twinge of guilt. But without a photo, his mates would never believe he kissed a girl so drop-dead gorgeous. On his way home late, by the church, she'd waved him over. Afterwards, he views his sly selfie of their snog, gawps at the photo of him by a grave, gnawing the empty air.
He kissed a ghost. Do you know, I didn't realise when I'd read that before, drop dead gorgeous, quite nice.
Do you like that?
Yeah, passed me by the first time. That was good, that. I think the nice thing about these is they do have to be so simple.
Oh, God.
I mean, they just have to be so lovely and just like...
Yeah.
They're almost like, when I was writing it, it's almost a bit like a joke.
It is.
It's structure, isn't it?
It's mostly set up, isn't it?
Yeah, and then there's like a little...
And then punchline, yeah.
Yeah, it's very
true. It's really true. It's funny as well because I think part of the fun is trying to work out where it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? It's like with any ghost story, you're obviously expecting a ghost. So it's not like you're ever going to be completely tricked.
Oh, I'm really scared.
But you just don't quite know how it's going to happen.
No.
And that, in some ways, that's the sort of intriguing bit.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to get, you know when you have those proper chills from a ghost story?
Well, the suspense, that was built up through suspense.
Yeah, you can't really get that, I don't think. But I'd be really intrigued if somebody could achieve that.
Yeah, well, maybe they can.
In such a short amount of time.
I suppose it is. Is it possible that there's better writers than us out there that could? I mean, I don't know. Is that?
I mean, I
doubt
it. It's
unlikely, isn't it? But maybe someone could, by accident, do something that's better. That's scarier.
But I suspect that you need more build-up to really get that.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. Could be wrong. But yeah, try it out. See if you can get the give us the chills.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But we can't, but here's one of mine anyway. At midnight, the witches would come devour my soul. It was foretold my fate. The clock hands slowly reached up, as mine did, to pray. Midnight ticked. Silence. I held my breath. What? 12:01 a.m., I said, as my eyes sleepily shut in relief. Forgetting, I'd not put the clocks back. Which is what I was saying about that is literally a joke, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, it is.
The structure is ooh, punchline.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much you can describe it. Do you know what's interesting as well, when you're actually writing them, how much, and it also reminds me of back to the days of writing radio ads, how much stuff you put in originally that kind of, and it's really difficult. You put it in originally and then you have to get rid of it. So that was there was wind in that, there was a cabin in that originally.
Yeah.
But the scary thing is, and what you have to, always was really important with adverts, is that when you take it out, you kind of have to forget it. That can't stay in your head as something that exists.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Otherwise, you can, if you go too far off, you start expecting your listener to know lots of stuff that they've got no way of knowing.
All this stuff that's in your head. Yeah.
But in your head, it's all you've got all this stuff in. I think you get that in writing sometimes, don't you? Where you can see that their train of thought, they haven't quite connected all the bits to the reader. And they're just kind of going off what's in their head.
It's incredibly hard to be objective, isn't it? It's like kind of just come back to it and see it as somebody else would.
But I think that is something we perhaps had a good grounding in with the radio side of things. Like I said, it was very much that, wasn't it? Economy of words and clarity of communication.
Yeah.
Have you got another one, John?
I have got another one. Yes. Weirdly, this one, like the one that I just read, it took me quite a long time. Yeah. These really don't take long, I have to say. You can bang these out quite quickly. That's a nice thing about them.
Yeah, yeah.
But the first one that I read, it took me quite a long time to knock it down to 280, just because it was quite a big setup in a way.
Right, okay.
But this one, I wrote it, and it happened to, I think it finished at 277 or something. It was like, oh, I'll just stop it there. I won't mess with it anymore.
That's good, because rather than just putting like a random word at the end because you got spare.
Yeah. Just adding some punctuation.
You idiot. You have three letters left.
Yeah.
You could have spelt boo with that. That's like a scary word. You could have ended it with boo.
But a very short, yeah. No, it's true.
Oh, man.
Spooked people
well,
right
read it
end.
Out and we'll think about whether you need to put a boo on the end.
Okay. I'll read it. If you think it needs a boo, you just stick a boo in. All right. Perfect. My granddad told me never to walk through low...
Boo! I thought it was better there.
That is quite good.
People weren't expecting it. That would have made... it's a bit of a scare jump. Sorry, start again, John. Sorry.
My granddad...
Boo! Just because people wouldn't definitely yeah, not be expecting it the second time.
Except I was, because I know you really well.
Right. This time. This time, I promise.
This is really interesting, isn't it? If you'll do it a third time, because literally no one, not even me, would expect you to do it a third time. So that is interesting. That makes it actually quite exciting.
This shows that I've never grown up. I once got thrown out of chemistry class for exactly this. We were watching a video, like a literal video, a VHS, of something about the smelting of iron. Mm. And we had like a sheet of questions that we had to answer while watching it. And one of the questions was, what is the melting point of iron ore? So I was obviously, you know, being smart and what have you, and could hear in the video that they were about to announce that. Mm-hmm. And so the guy on the video is going, and the melting point of iron ore is... And then, Tom, hide it. And the teacher kind of rolls his eyes and goes and rewinds the video. And the melting point of iron ore. Do that again and you're out. All right. Fine. Rewinds the video. And the melting point of iron ore is. And everyone's staring at me. And I go to cough. I go to do the biggest cough ever and then do nothing. And everyone still missed what the melting point of iron ore was because they were so fixated on whether I was going to cough or not. And that's why I got sent out. So technically, I got sent out for not coughing.
Honestly, teachers, some of them.
Yeah. But here we are again.
Missing the cough.
I've learned nothing.
Yeah. And this is three, but on radio it doesn't really work, does it? Looking at Tom.
So the chances are I probably won't do it, John. Why don't you?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Wait. But that, again, just makes it exciting.
See, now we're creating suspense in such
exactly,
a short story.
That's what I mean. This story's going to seem so much better than it is.
I'm going to be annoyed about that now. People are going to go, that story's average. Apart from that one, second one John did.
It was so tense.
It seems to have a real deep suspense to it somehow. Right, come on.
My granddad told me never to walk through low mist before dawn. That horror film fog that swirls around your knees. Soul vapour, he'd say. By way of explanation. Well, now I know why. An hour later, I'm still shivering from the bare-skin feeling of that icy hand grasping my leg.
It's good, that one, John.
It was tense, wasn't it? It just
doesn't even need a boo.
I was going to say, but we started talking about something else. I really like, in your story, I really like the clock hand slowly reached up as mine did to pray. That's just a lovely line to get into such a short
thank you.
Thing. Yeah. I like that. It's little moments, it's little... extras, isn't
I like
it?
In yours there how you've lent on the old man thing. I think I did a little bit in my second one that's to come. Gives a lot, doesn't it, in like a spooky story. The wisdom of an old sage kind of thing. That
yeah. Old men and young children are somehow terrifying.
But you can see
stories.
The old man kind of just sat, kind of just going... Yeah,
knowing nod.
Soul vapour. Like kind of just, that's all he's offering. He doesn't want to say too much more. Mm. He's just being wise. Mm. And the icy hand is always a good, isn't it? Spooky, spooky. Mm. Right, speaking of old men.
Yeah.
Don't go into the woods, the old man said. The rake will get you. You won't see it coming, but it will feed on every drop of your youth and spit you out old. I ignored the silly old fool. As I jumped the stone wall into the woods, noticing he and my brother had the same shoes. Because he was my brother, but older. Don't know if it needs that last bit. Might have to get rid of that last bit because that does actually take it over the word count.
Yeah,
so
I would.
Yeah. I'm just worried people won't get it. Do you know what I mean?
For the listeners who can't see the script, it's not,
ends
it's
shoe,
not
that
actually
ends
there,
shoe.
That last line.
Unless you enter it into an American competition, please refer to the Winchfest episode last season, where you do need to explain these things.
We get quite angry about that, don't we? That's brought all the anger back in a flash.
Yeah, but they were really good fun to write, actually, weren't
they? They were really good fun. They average about 55 words, which is incredibly short.
Oh, is that right?
It's an incredibly short
That's
amount of words to try and express something spooky. But yeah, good fun to write. Have a go. Send us your story and... all the details will be going out on a tweet on Twitter, so look out for it.
So it's all through Twitter. You send your story on Twitter, it's all done through there. And like we said, £50 little cheeky little prize.
And apologies if you're not on Twitter, but get on Twitter. It's worth it, isn't it? For possible £50. Come on.
Yeah.
You can always delete your account afterwards.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there you go.
Happy days.
Very happy days.
We should mention what we've got coming up next week as well, John.
Hang on. Before we do that, just a little aside.
Mm-hmm.
You know those, just something that struck a chord with me, Tom.
Mm.
You know those little inspirational writing quotes that you get sent occasionally from various websites that signed up to in the past? I got a good one recently that rang true, and I've got it here somewhere. Hang on.
All right, okay.
And I thought you might quite like it as well. It is, be willing to embarrass yourself. And that very much struck a chord with me, because I think, in a way, that is the entire concept of this podcast.
Yeah, it is, in a way. Yeah.
it could be our mantra. Yeah. But the main reason I like it is I was thinking about embarrassing yourself. I was thinking, actually, as a writer, and I think in the past when I've written, I've very much tried not to do in a way.
So and restricted your writing.
I think I've sort of worried that I'm showing parts of myself that I don't really want to.
Yeah. Yes.
But actually,
yeah.
I think having read, we're both reading a book. Well, I don't know whether you finished reading the Oliver Moll book.
I started reading it.
I finished that a couple of weeks ago. But it made me really think about how open, it is a choice thing, isn't it, as a writer? It's how open you want to be as a writer, how much you want to open yourself up to yourself in a way.
Yeah.
And that openness is where a lot of the best comedy comes from. It's where a lot of the best writing comes from. It comes from your vulnerabilities, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, it's what people need to read as well, isn't it? And it doesn't matter whether it's sort of fiction stuff or kind of more non-fiction sort of autobiography stuff.
Mm.
It needs to have that. That's what people want, isn't it?
It is. You want insight.
That depth. They want to dive into it. They want to be feeling like they're getting the whole picture, almost like a bit of a... the gossip. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like other people wouldn't get to hear it, isn't it? It's kind of this. Will Storr talks about that, doesn't he?
Mm.
About the gossip, how gossip is a a human need, how it was the policeman of early society.
Yeah.
That pressure of, people will think less of you and talk about you if you do something bad was what stopped people from doing bad things a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a self-policing thing, isn't it? If you can sort of get into someone's psyche and see what they're all about.
But that makes that so valuable, doesn't it, as human, our human condition.
Yeah, yeah.
If we think someone's given us warts and all, the whole thing, then you feel like, wow, yeah, it properly draws you in. But as a writer, you're right. To give them that makes you feel very vulnerable, because I guess it's the other side of the coin, isn't it? It's the same thing. You know how in-depth it is, how exposing it is.
Yeah. It could be it's almost painful sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you're often going into yourself and pulling out some quite dark stuff or difficult memories.
Yeah.
But if it makes for great writing, I think you sort of have to just be willing to do it.
Do you know why I struggle, actually? I don't necessarily struggle with being open about myself, about stuff that's actually true.
Mm.
I think what I worry about is writing stuff and, I guess, writing it well enough, like thinking, this is good, I've written this well, that people will actually think that is about me.
Yeah.
Do you mean there's some drink? Well, that's not. No, I didn't do anything.
But it is a part of you, isn't it? I mean, you've had the idea.
I suppose it must be to some extent. It must be in there somewhere.
You are saying that in a way. You're saying, well, this is a little. This is an idea I've had, which is terrifying.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah.
But
it's fascinating. Fascinating. But,
So I thought that was quite good. It was a quote it was a quote from a writer called Nada Alic in the Creative Independent. And she goes on to say, for me, writing is like learning a new language as an adult. It's slow, and I'm mostly bad at it, but I'm not afraid to embarrass myself. It's the only way to learn.
Mm.
I thought that's quite
And I think, good. Again, that's something you see with people aren't potentially naturally great writers when they're trying to start out writing. And it kind of goes back to the episode we did about sort of bad writing, where you end up with lots of like purple prose, and it's like really like...
Just trying too hard.
Overly written. Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of like... And part of it's bad because it's hard to read. But I think there's probably part of it that's bad because you think this is just, it's all false. There's nothing, you're not getting behind anything. It's just kind of like a facade. Mm.
And I think you can write like that if you're sort of doing a pastiche or
kind of, I think there's
parody or whatever. But if you're just trying
to
get to the nub of something, get to the truth of something, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that, John.
You're very welcome. Maybe I could do a feature every week. I could do an inspirational writing quote. It could have a ditty and everything, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll, yeah.
In fact, using the magic of editing, we could drop it in here, Tommy. I could do a little.
Well, yeah.
John's inspirational writing quote.
Yeah, for 1 week only.
Too inspirational for you?
Yeah, I don't want to be inspired every week, do we? Come on, steady on.
That's a good point.
And the thing is, after like week three, when you've run out of actual inspirational quotes, it'll just be all these weird ones that are like...
Maybe once a month.
Yeah.
I might just bring it in.
Just as and when. Ad hoc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I see a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that you're happy to embarrass yourself, John. That's good. That's a good
Always,
thing.
Tom.
That's a good thing, apparently. Always. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I was saying, next week, who we got on next week?
Well, John? Next week, hopefully, we are talking to a TV producer.
Ah.
And hence why we felt it important to try and really nail down Poker
Night. Yeah, knock it into some
shape.
So
that we didn't end up in that position that we did a couple of times with various people that we've discussed our idea with. And it's become a little bit embarrassing.
Where we say, yeah, we've got this great idea. And they go, what's your idea? And we go,
Dave, tell him.
Yeah. No, hopefully we'll avoid that.
Yeah, we'll try and sound a bit more convincing. That's the plan anyway. Of course, they will ask us a question that we haven't thought of and will make us look like idiots. But
that's good, though. That's good. Yeah. That's what we need, isn't it? That helps you move along another step.
It's all a learning process.
Right, well...
Oh, well, that was nice to talk to you, Tommy.
Yeah, it was, I would imagine. it's good, isn't it, to get something out there so people aren't mortified and disappointed.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And, so look out. Look out for the competition. We'll ping that out. When will we ping that out?
Right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Look out for it, kids. In fact, we'll make it our pinned tweet.
We could do, couldn't
for
we?
For a little while.
Yeah.
That'd be easier to find then, wouldn't it? So you could just go straight to our Twitter page.
Lovely.
And we'll be right at the top.
Well, thank you for listening to the Failing Writers Podcast.
Thank you, guys. Please review. Oh God, I sound so desperate.
No, you're right though. No one has. I asked last week. I quite clearly asked. I was very, very clear about it, and I said, "Please review us." And nobody,
not a single one has come through. Yeah,
not even a bad review. Not
and
even
look
a bad
at your
review.
Shoes.
Not even
look
this. This podcast
shoes.
Is average, and frankly, they're too desperate for reviews. But I suppose that'd be self-defeating if someone left a review saying that. But nevertheless, come on.
Good point.
Come on now.
Yeah. It was all right, but it's gone downhill a bit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been nice hanging out with you. Take care, everybody.
Yeah, cool.
Tatty bye.
See ya.
Hello.
Where's everybody gone?